At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Have you ever felt like you're stuck in a never-ending cycle of stagnation? Do you find yourself yearning for something more, something different, something new? Perhaps you long for a breakthrough that can propel you forward and bring a fresh wave of purpose and fulfillment into your life. Well, I'm here to tell you that God, in His infinite wisdom and boundless love, is doing a new thing in your life. Today, I will explore the transformative power of God's work in our lives. Let us look at the ways in which He takes our ordinary existence and infuses it with His extraordinary grace. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Isaiah 43, verse 19, the Lord declares, "Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This verse serves as a powerful reminder that God is not content with leaving us in a state of spiritual dryness or stagnation. He desires to do a new thing in our lives, to bring forth growth, refreshment, and transformation. Consider the story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, found in the Gospel of Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Zacchaeus was a man who was despised by society, known for his greed and corruption. Yet when Jesus entered his life, everything changed. Jesus called out to Zacchaeus, inviting himself to his house. And in that moment, Zacchaeus experienced a profound transformation. He repented of his past ways, pledged to give half of his possessions to the poor, and promised to restore fourfold to anyone he had wronged. This encounter with Jesus marked the beginning of a new chapter in Zacchaeus's life, a chapter characterized by redemption, generosity, and a renewed purpose. Now, let us explore the transformative power of God's love. My friends, the first way in which God does a new thing in your life is through the transformative power of His love. When we open our hearts to receive His love, it has the ability to reshape our entire being. In the book of Ezekiel 36, verse 26, God promises, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." This verse beautifully illustrates the transformative work that God desires to do in our lives. He wants to replace our hardened, stone-like hearts with hearts that are soft, receptive, and responsive to His love. Think about a caterpillar undergoing metamorphosis. The caterpillar, limited in its movement and perspective, enters the cocoon. Within that cocoon, a remarkable transformation takes place. The caterpillar's body is broken down and reassembled, emerging as a beautiful butterfly. In the same way, when we allow God's love to surround us, it breaks down our old patterns, habits, and mindsets. It reshapes us from the inside out, allowing us to emerge as a new creation in Christ. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When we surrender our lives to Christ and allow His love to permeate our being, we experience a profound transformation. Our past mistakes, regrets, and failures are washed away, and we are given a fresh start, a new beginning. God's love is not a superficial or temporary fix. It is a deep, life-altering force that has the power to heal our wounds, restore our hope, and give us a new perspective on life. When we bask in the warmth of His love, we find ourselves gradually changing, becoming more like Him. We start to see the world through His eyes, with compassion, grace, and understanding. The transformative power of God's love is not limited to our inner lives. It also extends to our relationships and interactions with others. As we experience the love of God, we become conduits of that love to those around us. We find ourselves more patient, more kind, more forgiving. We become agents of reconciliation and healing in a world that desperately needs it. In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 30, we read the story of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. This woman, who had experienced rejection, shame, and a life of brokenness, found herself face to face with the embodiment of God's love. Through His compassion and understanding, Jesus touched her heart and transformed her life. He offered her living water, a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This encounter with God's love not only changed the Samaritan woman's life, but also impacted her entire community. She became a testament to the transformative power of God's love, sharing her story and leading others to experience the same life-changing grace. My dear friends, when we allow God's love to infiltrate every aspect of our lives, it has the power to break down barriers and heal long-standing wounds. It can mend broken relationships, restore shattered dreams, and give us a renewed sense of purpose. As we surrender ourselves to His love, we find freedom from the chains of our past and the weight of our burdens. We discover a love that is unconditional, a love that accepts us just as we are, yet gently guides us towards becoming the best version of ourselves. The transformative power of God's love is not a one-time event. It is an ongoing process. As we continue to seek Him and abide in His love, we will find ourselves constantly growing, evolving, and being shaped into His likeness. This journey of transformation may not always be easy, but it is always worth it. With each step, we draw closer to the heart of God and experience the fullness of His love in our lives. So, my friends, I encourage you to open your hearts wide to the transformative power of God's love. Allow Him to do a new thing in your life, to mold you and shape you according to His perfect plan. Embrace the process of change, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Rest in the assurance that His love for you is steadfast, unwavering, and capable of transforming even the most broken and weary soul. May you hold fast to the words found in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 to 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let this truth anchor your heart and give you the courage to embrace the transformative power of God's love in your life. Let us now look at embracing God's fresh vision for your life. My dear friends, the second way in which God is doing a new thing in your life is by giving you a fresh vision for your future. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2, God instructs the prophet, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it." This verse emphasizes the importance of seeking and embracing the vision that God has for our lives. Often, we may find ourselves stuck in a rut, feeling like our lives lack direction or purpose. We may be going through the motions, unsure of what God has in store for us. However, God desires to give us a fresh perspective and a renewed sense of vision for our lives. The vision that God has for us is not limited by our past failures, current circumstances, or even our own limited understanding. His vision for our lives is rooted in His infinite wisdom, love, and purpose. When we seek God's vision, we open ourselves up to possibilities that we may have never considered before. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3, God invites us, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." This promise reminds us that when we call upon God and seek His vision, He will reveal amazing things to us. He will show us the great and mighty plans He has in store for our lives, plans that surpass our own limited imagination. Embracing God's fresh vision for our lives requires faith and a willingness to step out of our comfort zones. It may involve letting go of our own preconceived notions and trusting in God's leading, even when it seems uncertain or unfamiliar. However, when we align ourselves with God's vision, we discover a sense of purpose and fulfillment that can only be found in Him. Consider the story of Moses, who encountered God in the burning bush, according to Exodus chapter 3. At that moment, God revealed to Moses a fresh vision for his life, to lead the Israelites out of bondage in Egypt. This vision was far beyond what Moses had imagined for himself, and he initially doubted his ability to fulfill it. Yet, as Moses embraced God's vision and stepped out in faith, he witnessed God's power and provision every step of the way. Moses' obedience to God's fresh vision led to the deliverance of an entire nation and the fulfillment of God's promises. Embracing God's fresh vision for your life may require you to make changes, take risks, and step into uncharted territory. It may involve pursuing new opportunities, cultivating new relationships, or letting go of old habits and mindsets. However, as you align yourself with God's vision, you will experience the joy and peace that come from living in harmony with His purposes. When we embrace God's fresh vision, He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will provide the resources, wisdom, and strength that we need to fulfill the vision He has placed within us. My friends, I encourage you to seek God's fresh vision for your life. Take time to pray, listen for His voice, and be attentive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Ask God to reveal the new things He wants to do in and through you. Be willing to let go of your own plans and embrace the adventure that God has in store for you. As you embrace God's fresh vision, trust that He will guide you in a plain path. He will open doors of opportunity, provide divine connections, and equip you with the necessary skills and resources to fulfill His purposes. Remember that God's vision for your life is not just for your own benefit, but also for the blessing and impact you can have on others. In the words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 2, verse 10, the Scripture says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Embrace the fresh vision that God has for your life, knowing that you are His masterpiece, created to fulfill the good works He has prepared for you. And let us now turn our attention to stepping into new seasons of growth and abundance. My dear friends, the third way in which God is doing a new thing in your life is by leading you into new seasons of growth and abundance. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, we are reminded that there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. This verse highlights the reality that life is filled with various seasons, each with its own unique purpose and opportunities for growth. As you journey with God, He desires to lead you into new seasons marked by spiritual growth, personal development, and abundant blessings. These seasons may look different from your past experiences and may require you to step out of your comfort zone and embrace change. However, when you trust in God's leading and timing, you will discover the amazing plans He has in store for you. In John 15, verse 2, Jesus says that every branch in Him that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. This verse illustrates the principle of pruning, which is essential for growth and fruitfulness. Just as a gardener prunes a plant to remove the dead or unproductive branches, God may prune areas of your life that are hindering your growth. While pruning can be uncomfortable or even painful, it is necessary for you to flourish and bear more fruit in the new season that God has for you. Stepping into new seasons of growth and abundance requires faith and a willingness to embrace the unknown. It may involve taking risks, stepping out of your comfort zone, and trusting God's guidance, even when the path ahead seems unclear. In Joshua 1 verse 9, God encourages Joshua to be strong and courageous, reminding him that the Lord will be with him wherever he goes. This promise is also true for you as you step into the new seasons that God has prepared for you. As you embrace the new seasons, be expectant of the blessings and breakthroughs that God has in store for you. Ephesians 3, verse 20 reminds us that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Trust that, as you step into new seasons with God, He will surprise you with His goodness and favor in ways that exceed your expectations. Remember, growth often involves discomfort and stretching. As you step into new seasons, you may face challenges, obstacles, or moments of uncertainty. However, these challenges are opportunities for you to deepen your trust in God and rely on His strength. James 1, verses 2 to 4, encourages us to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience, making us perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Embrace the growth process, knowing that God is using every experience to shape you, refine you, and prepare you for the abundant life He has in store. My friends, I encourage you to step into the new seasons of growth and abundance that God has for you. Be open to His leading, trust in His timing, and embrace the changes He brings into your life. As you step into new seasons, hold fast to the promise found in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Trust that as you abide in Christ, He will continually renew and transform you, leading you into the newness of life He has prepared for you. Let us embrace the new things that God is doing in our lives. Whether it's through the transformative power of His love, the renewal of our minds, the fresh vision He gives us, or the new seasons of growth and abundance, God is actively working to bring about His purposes in us. So, approach this new season with expectancy, faith, and a willingness to embrace all that God has in store for you. Be attentive to His voice, obedient to His leading, and receptive to the new things that He wants to birth in and through you. Remember, God is your constant companion, source of strength, and guide through every season of life. Step forward with faith, knowing that God is with you, and He will lead you into the wonderful plans He has in store for you. May you experience the new things that God is doing in your life in powerful and transformative ways. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart filled with gratitude and praise. Your love knows no bounds. Your mercy endures forever, and your grace sustains me each and every day. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Creator of all things, seen and unseen. Your power and wisdom is unmatched, and your presence is my constant source of strength and comfort. I praise you for who you are, for your goodness, your faithfulness, and your unwavering love that never fails. Lord, I thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in my lungs, and for the opportunity to experience your love and grace. I thank you for the transformative power of your love that has changed my life in ways I could never have imagined. I am grateful for the renewal of my mind, for the fresh vision you have given me, and for the new seasons of growth and abundance that you are leading me into. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I have strayed from your path, for the moments I have doubted your goodness, and for the sins I have committed against you and others. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing, and I also forgive those who have wronged me. Father, I pray that you would continue to do a new thing in my life. Transform me from the inside out, renewing my mind and aligning my thoughts with your truth. Give me a fresh vision for the future that you have planned for me, and help me to embrace the changes you bring with faith and courage. Lead me into new seasons of growth and abundance, where I can flourish and bear much fruit for your glory. I rebuke every hindrance, every obstacle, and every attack of the enemy that seeks to hold me back from the fullness of life that you have for me. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief, and I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, I pray for healing in every area of my life. Heal my body, my mind, and my emotions. Restore what has been broken, mend what has been shattered, and make me whole in your sight. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. I pray for protection against every scheme of the enemy, against every snare and trap he may set before me. Surround me with your angels. Guard me with your mighty hand, and keep me safe under the shadow of your wings. I pray for the same blessings, healing, and protection upon my loved ones. May they experience the transformative power of your love, the renewal of their minds, and the fresh vision you have for their lives. Lead them into new seasons of growth and abundance, and may they flourish in every way possible. Bless them with your favor, your grace, and your unwavering love. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you are doing a new thing in our lives. Give us the strength to embrace change, the courage to step out in faith, and the wisdom to discern your will for our lives. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live a life that brings glory and honor to your name. We declare victory over every challenge we face, knowing that you have already won the battle on our behalf. We claim healing for our bodies, minds, and emotions, trusting in your miraculous power to restore and make us whole. Lord, we give thanks for the new seasons of growth and abundance that you are leading us into, and we receive your blessings with open hearts. Protect us from every attack of the enemy. Shield us with your love and guide us in your perfect path. Let your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, You can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.